are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Did I call it? Yes, I called it. I tell you guys, you know, if you listen to my show, you get the truth. You do. Looks like New York City now is boasting that their life expectancy rises to 80.6 years. The national rate has been about 77, 78. New York City says they are now up at 80.6 years life expectancy. We're living longer, people. And I got to tell you, within the next few years, I bet it's going to be up at 90. I am seeing more and more and more people living until 90. I'm just so excited by this, not because I'm right, you know, but because we really are. We're living longer, right? And the more people that live longer, right, the more time they can spend with the grandchildren, and the more people that can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Oh, very good. Listen, man, I need as many listeners as I can get. But honestly, that is some interesting what they say. The life expectancy for 40-year-olds in New York increased by 2.5 years to 82 from 2000 to 2009. The gain was greater than the 1.2-year increase for the same group age in the U.S. as a whole. So why are people living longer in New York? Maybe it's because I walk. Now, I got to tell you, my one regret in life is I never lived in New York. I always wanted to live in Manhattan, kind of do the Friends thing or the Seinfeld thing, you know, where you had an apartment and you walked to get your Chinese, you walked to get your pizza, you walked to work. I got to tell you, walking in Manhattan is some of the easiest walking to do. You know, cars stop. You stop traffic as a pedestrian. I mean, there is no fear. When you walk in New York, you absolutely don't care. You have no problem at all that cars are trying to turn because they have the right of way. You just walk. And because you're in numbers, you know, there's greater strength in numbers. You're not supposed to jaywalk, but you don't even wait for the, you know, those of you that are from New York or have lived in New York or visited, right? Right. When I first went to New York, I saw people walking when they didn't have the red hand then at the time. They had the, stop. It would actually say stop the stop sign. Then later they had to have the red hand. And you'd see people walking. I'm like, well, wait a second, so stop. You know, and then it would turn. And, you know, my New York buddy said, no, you don't. If you wait, you look like a tourist. If you live in New York, you start walking because you know it's going to change. And I just couldn't believe the power you had as a pedestrian. But also the walking's easy. You know, everything's a grid. So if they say go to 3rd and 67th, I mean, you could figure that out. Yeah, you know, it kind of blows you off course when there's a Broadway or something, or a Fifth Avenue is at least Fifth, but, you know, and then they have, I think, Avenue of the Americas, and I'm like, where the hell am I here? But for the most part, very easy grid, flat. You know, I mean, I live in the southwest part of the U.S., so we have mountains, and you have to climb, and you have an incline, and you get short of breath. We don't really get short of breath in New York, I mean, as long as you can handle smog and the cab drivers. But I just find it amazing that you can just walk in front of cars, and they stop. It's like I felt like Moses parting the Red Sea. You know, I am walking, and they stop. It's great. I mean, yeah, they're cussing at you. Everybody always cusses at you and honks, and, you know, and then you got hot dogs. I mean, you can eat a hot dog while you walk. Well, I know that's not the most healthy, but it's just great. It's great. So, okay, good for you New Yorkers. The rest of the country has to, I'm sure the rest of the country, I'm sure the Midwest are doing really good. I'm sure. All right. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. I thank you all for tuning in. Yeah, I am still sick from last week. I am so sorry you have to listen to this. I mean, I know my voice is so beautiful and melodic and melodious, right, and odorless, right? But I don't understand. You know, I am on a second course of antibiotics. This is ridiculous. I tried to fight it on my own 3 weeks ago. I did the soup. I did the vitamin C. I even listened to my old show archives. I'm like, what the hell did I do with this cold? And I had to. I mean, this is bad stuff. I hope none of you have it, but, you know, remember, we're in Las Vegas, Nevada, so it's like, you know, wind chill factor, and I mean, it gets down to, I think, you know, 45 degrees out here. I guess my body is so used to the 100 plus. Now, it gets down to the 20s. There's no precipitation, so we don't get snow. But I hope everybody had a good Christmas. We've got New Year's coming up. A lot of good stories to talk about. There's going to be this new pain pill coming out on the market that's supposed to be 10 times the strength of Vicodin. Now, don't start getting excited. They're going to have to come up with some restrictions for this sucker, because 10 times the strength of a Vicodin, I mean, this is some heavy-duty stuff. And we've been talking on the show all year about how narcotics kill people. You know, overdoses lead them to the ER. People aren't breathing. You know, most of these stars, you know, when you hear of overdoses, it's not just, okay, they were doing blow. I mean, we're talking a lot of them have pain medicines on board, and that stops your cardiorespiratory, puts you into cardiopulmonary arrest. So we need to talk about that. Oh, I got a hanky here with me. I'm sorry, guys. I am so sorry. I know that was a wet one. Oh, man, I got a hanky with me. That's right. We got Kyle working the dials. So Kyle will try to soften the blows when you have to listen to my nose stuff. Okay, Walmart again in the news, right? A greeter asked to check the receipt and gets punched in the face. Want to talk about looks like Morgan Stanley, Kmart, Sears jobs are getting cut and slashed starting the first of the year. We knew this was coming. Whoever said the recession was over isn't. We're also going to talk about some of the stupidest 911 calls that are out there. And I'm sorry. I'm not picking my nose. I'm not picking my nose. I'm wiping my nose. I don't want it to drip. And maybe we'll talk about some, there's a really, really cool heart test to tell you if you've had a heart attack, right? Although, I'm sorry, the pain in the chest sign for me. Finally, they're saying that girls that get the HPV vaccine are not going to turn slutty. All right. I know people think that if they give their daughter the HPV vaccine, they're going to turn slutty. No, not happy. So you see, very juicy, juicy show. My sinuses are juicy and the show is juicy. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your emails at drdahlia.com. Follow me on Twitter at drdahlia. Please, DRDALIAH. I can give you up to date medical updates, even if I'm sick. And remember, if you want your local studio or local radio station to play the Dr. Dahlia show, just tell them. All right? Call them, email them to bring Dr. Dahlia to your city, and Genesis Communications Network will make it happen. Don't go away. We're going to be back in a couple minutes. Sassy and stimulating.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Dahlia here. Well, it's never too early to start planning your summer, and what a better way than to cruise to Alaska. Yep, it's the third annual Dr. Dahlia cruise to Alaska, leaving out of Seattle June 29th for a week, going up to Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjords, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and Victoria, British Columbia. We got a great group rate, we're going to have parties, prizes, and the most amazing health lectures by yours truly, me, Dr. Dahlia. So book your cabin by calling 1-800-890-2423 or visit my website at drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether either buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Let's rock and roll. All right, this is a big topic, gambling, because most of us have done it in one form or another. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We're going to be talking about compulsive gambling, why we gamble, the colors, the casinos, the wins, the losses, you know, and it doesn't have to be, you know, living in Vegas or, you know, going gambling along the riverboats on the Missouri River. I know there's places to gamble all the time. You do poker night, gambling on the horses, doing sports bets, you know, and it's not a problem until, of course, it gets compulsive. Now, you know, I know a lot of people probably living in Vegas, right, that, you know, work, you know, in the casino industry are probably saying, Dr. Dolly is shut up, shut up, let sleepy dogs lie. But no, we could talk about compulsive gambling. I think it's a very important issue. I think most of us at one point or another have had a gambler in the family. We did. You know, I love my father dearly, but he was a gambler. You know, that's why we were poor for most of our lives. I mean, it was tough, you know, and being in a family with a gambler, you hopefully learn not to gamble, but unfortunately it does put you at risk to gamble. You know, I think we were very lucky that all of us kids, didn't become big gamblers. You know, I mean, I know some of the people in my family be like, oh my gosh, I want to play, you know, when they come to Vegas, but they don't, you know, luckily they have that control. And I think, you know, most of us, since we were poor, we don't want to you know, lose whatever money we get, you know. But, you know, if you've never grown up in that atmosphere, you know, you're probably wondering, what is wrong with these people? Why would they lose their paycheck? You know, you could cash your paycheck at the casino. You could literally cash your paycheck at the casino and go into the casino. And it is amazing, the psychology of how they attract you. Okay, now just, you know, for brevity, we're not going to be talking about poker games at home. We're not going to be talking about, gambling on riverboats or whatever. We'll just kind of, in general, like going to casinos, et cetera. Okay, so we've talked about the psychology of casinos. I didn't take a class, but there was a class that a lot of my friends took in the hotel school. Las Vegas, UNLV, is one of the best hotel colleges. I mean, it graduates some of the best people that know how to run the hotel industry and the casino industry. And they did. They taught you about the psychology of the casino floor. You know, like the floors of casinos are not very relaxing. They're very vibrant with colors, reds and oranges and triangular points. Because if you look down, when you're tired, you don't want to see blue. You don't want to see green. It makes you sleepy. So the floors have to be very vibrant and kind of edgy. You know, I mean, some people are like, oh my gosh, why are they mixing orange and pink and red? It's to wake you up. Same thing, the bathrooms. You know, you can't walk into a casino and go pee right when you walk in the door. You can't. I mean, urinate, I should say. Excuse me. Sorry, we got to keep it medical here. All right? The bathroom is buried in the casino. I mean, you have to walk past a lot of machines to get to the restroom. And what's very interesting is they purposely have machines by the restroom because they know women take longer in the restroom than men. And so while the man is standing there, he'll drop some coins into the machine. All right, so now we're talking about spatial, we're talking about visual. I'm not done with the visual. Take a look at the craps table. Take a look at the roulette table, okay? Even blackjack, squares, right? What's the big deal about squares? When were we accustomed to games being squares? Well, when we first learned how to play checkers. When we first learned how to play chess, Monopoly, squares. Life had a big circle in the middle of it and lots of little squares. But honestly, kids are attracted to squares. Yeah, we're attracted to balls and all that, but squares and wanting to play and move and cross borders, there's something about the square or the checkerboard that really reflects on the psyche also. All right? So the roulette table is probably one of the most attractive-looking apparatuses out there, or apparati, should I say, all right, for the gambling eye. Even though many people don't, you know, they'll play craps more, they'll play blackjack more. I'm not saying they're all going to play, you know, roulette. But if you look at the roulette table, it is a very attractive table. You almost want to touch the table. Right? And I'm not a gambler. I heard Dr. Dahlia, you're getting all excited about a table. No. Think about it, all right? We're looking at the psyche to try to understand gamblers. Look at it. You have the green numbers on top, okay, kind of soothing, but then you got red, black. On the side, red, black. The red and the black, those contrasts, kind of like checkers, right? And then the chips, very, very strong colors. It attracts you. You want to look at it. Then the sound of the little roulette ball, all right? It's a louder sound than a ball should be, but it's a sound that's kind of pleasing to the ear, that click, 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 click. I wish I had a sound bite for that. And then the feel of the chips and the feel of the cards. Chips, very smooth. You know how they have these objects when you're stressed, where you could squeeze them. You know, when you're stressed, you could kind of squeeze them, or you could like hold on to one of these balls and it has a smooth type of outer surface. To calm people down, you sometimes want to capitalize on their sense of touch or to bring them in or attract them. We use touch all the time, you know, when we have sex and foreplay, etc. Touch is important. But if for those of you that have never felt a gambling chip, I mean, some cheap poker chips, they just feel like plastic. But the chips that they use in these casinos are just extreme. You just want to play with them. You want to just roll them around in your hands. I mean, you are being bombarded when you walk into a casino with all your senses. All right, what about taste? What sense attracts your taste? You get free drinks. All right, you know, if you saw me in a casino in my 20s, it wasn't because I gambled. It's because you got free drinks, you know, if you looked like you were gambling. Now, you know, these cocktail waitresses are pretty smart. You know, so I've been playing around with the nickel machines. I've been playing dollar blackjack, but you got free alcohol. So they're even appealing to your sense of taste. Smell? I don't know. There's no really. I don't know if they have smells in the casino. That's probably the only one they don't really appeal to. But you see how you are just bludgeoned with things that attract all the senses when you play. And they've done studies on people who gamble and why gambling would even be addicted. And they say a win gives you more of a high than cocaine or Demerol or narcotic would. That win. Now, it's funny because they say, okay, who would probably be, you know, more of a gambler? I think the biggest group of people who probably have more of an inclination to be gamblers, minus, you know, the hereditary type of thing or being, you know, growing up in a home with gamblers, et cetera, you know, father was a gambler, you're a gambler, or grew up in a home like that, is I think the ones that have had to really, really work hard for their dollar. You bust your butt all day to make $50, right? You go to a casino, you win $100 within 5 minutes of sitting down. It's euphoric. Absolutely euphoric. That's how they catch you. And you're caught, you're hooked. And you don't forget that day. You do not forget that win. And so you play more and you play more and you lose and you lose and you lose. You usually lose more than you win, you know? I mean, whoever designed these games, I mean, they were brilliant, like craps. You know, you would think you have the best odds with craps. Everybody says the crap game, you have the best odds. Why? Because you can bet on the pass line, or you can bet on the don't pass line. You know, as opposed to like blackjack, dealer has an advantage. Roulette, you know, there's advantages that the casino has. But you think with the craps table, because you could bet pass or no pass, come or no come. I mean, you could bet, you know, the pro or the con. You'll win either way, and you don't. I mean, the way these things were designed were brilliant, and you lose. But when you lose, I mean, boy, if there was something that made you bipolar, it would be gambling. You get the high when you win, and you get the low when you lose. So how do you know if you're a compulsive gambler? You know, you go once a week. Now, see, what's interesting is casinos have been very smart about this, okay? They have been able to even psychologically play with the idea that you're not a compulsive gambler because they have all these tricks. And again, I mean, we need the casino industry out here in Vegas. Okay. I'm not trying to bash the casino industry, but I'm being very objective about how they work. All right. You get these cards. A lot of the casinos, there's these cards that you sign up for and you get points. And the more points you get, you got discounts on your meals. You get discounts on rooms, right? You get VIP access to the buffet. And so when I've had family members who have gambled and told me, but look, that's how we're eating. That's how we're getting comped. We're getting this. So you're being fooled into thinking you're not gambling because you're addicted to gambling. You're doing it because you're getting a product. I'm not done with this subject. When we come back, how do you know if you're a compulsive gambler? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Coming right up on the Dr. Dalia Show.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you don't want to be unprepared, BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness. Why do they lead? Because of best value, best selection, and their low price guarantee. Take advantage of BePrepared.com's inventory reduction sale going on right now. Save up to 43% on food storage and emergency supplies. Up to 43%. For example, be prepared with freeze-dried peaches and strawberries, freeze-dried roast beef, 180 two-piece first aid kits, 9-meal MRE kits, a waterproof multifunction emergency LED flashlight for only $3.99, and much more. BePrepared.com. All supplies last. But hurry, sale ends when inventory's gone. Call 800-999-1863. That's 800-999-1863. Or online at BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com. Best value, best selection, and low price guarantee. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Yes, we do. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com. And, of course, please follow me on Twitter for up-to-date medical updates when I'm not being lazy. Okay, so we're talking about gambling, all right? If you've been listening to this and you're like, you know, all right, well, Dahlia, I do like to play. I do like to play, but I got under control. Good, good. I mean, symptoms of compulsive gambling. Now, I'm taking this from Mayo Clinic. This is what they say. Okay? And again, you can take what you want with it if you believe it or not, but it says here, compulsive gambling symptoms are gaining a thrill from taking big gambling risks. So like if you're putting it all on black 17, all right, that's probably, you know, usually kind of a, you know, once in a blue moon gambler wouldn't be doing the big roller coaster risks. They say taking increasingly bigger gambling risks, a preoccupation with gambling, reliving past gambling experiences. Yes, you remember I said like putting that $100, right? Gambling as a way to escape problems or feelings of helplessness, guilt, or depression. You get depressed, you run to the casino. Taking time from work or family life to gamble. Oh, kids, I know I promised to teach you how to ride a bike, but I got a hot table waiting for me, all right? If you conceal gambling, if you're like, oh, I'm going to go to Joe's and watch the game, and you end up going gambling. If you feel guilty or remorse after gambling, failed efforts to cut back, you tried to cut back on gambling, you couldn't, you're caught lying to hide gambling. Now, I have gotten emails, all right, in the past about, okay, well, what about football games? Right, and doing the parlay and doing the, okay, well, here's the thing, okay? You know, okay, football, I think, could be a little different. Okay, it's still gambling. You're betting on the games, all right? However, there's a couple caveats, okay? Football, okay, it depends. I don't want to say it's okay. I only bet on the Super Bowl. No, I'm not saying this because of me. I mean, I like to bet on the Super Bowl because, you know, for my husband, it makes the game a lot more interesting. He's not into football as I am. I couldn't care less about gambling about it, but he gets really, really happy when I, you know, make the pick and we're right. So it's fun. But, you know, if you're playing the, why can't I think of it? Yes, parlay cards, right? Right. If you're doing that during the games, then after football season or after that season, you're done. You just do a football. You're able to stop. Okay. The key with any sort of compulsive behavior is you can't stop. Now, if, you know, after football season, you have to do the races and then you have to do basketball, you have to do, well, okay, you know, maybe, yeah, you do have a little issue. You know, maybe you do. But I think a lot of times with football season, it's kind of the whole, I mean, it's still gambling, you know, when you're making your bets. But a lot of times it's just kind of part of the whole social aspect of it. Also, you know, how much are you betting? I mean, if you're betting thousands at a time, that's something. If you're like, all right, I'm going to do, you know, $50 a game or something. Yeah, I mean, it's hard. It's a little bit more gray. But again, I would say the key to that is, can you stop? At the end of the season, do you stop? Or do you, you know, like I said, start hitting basketball or the races, et cetera. Okay, so they say gambling is out of control when, A, it starts affecting your relationships, wife's getting mad, you're losing your finances, it's starting to mess with your work life, right? You can't pay for a new suit, right? You can't pay for dry cleaning because you gambled all your money away. You're devoting more and more time and energy to gambling pursuits. You see, like I said, you know, you football players, you just do it for football. I don't think that would qualify there. You've unsuccessfully tried to stop or cut back on your gambling. That's the key. You just can't stop. You try to conceal your gambling from family or health professionals. This is a bad one. You resort to theft or fraud to get gambling money. You ask others to bail you out of financial woes because you've gambled money away. I mean, those are severe. But going back a little bit, you try to conceal your gambling, even resort to theft. It was interesting. We had a couple. The wife said, I don't know what to do with my husband. He's a gambler. So we wanted to get him into Gamblers Anonymous. He wouldn't listen. Okay. And he basically would, you know, stole all his wife's money and he hawked her jewelry and everything. It is very difficult to live with a gambler. I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy. It's really difficult. Well, this guy was so screwy that we had sent the wife a bill. You guys have heard me tell the story. The wife had a bill, right? Oh, Dr. Dahl, you're so mean to send her a bill after going through all that. When the bills go out, they go out to everybody. We don't sit there and pick and choose who doesn't get a bill. Everybody gets, when the insurance says, patient owes this, they all get the bills. Leave me alone. Come with some slack. So anyway, she must have gotten a bill. And it gets sent back. Not return mail, but patient deceased. Okay, so I'm holding this letter, and I'm trembling. I'm like, oh, my God, she died. And a lovely woman, And I didn't even think to check the handwriting. I mean, I assumed it wouldn't be her handwriting, of course, because, you know, she was dead. Somebody had to write that. And I'm like, oh, my God, we got to call the family. When were the services? Is there a scholarship set up? What? Oh, my God, what can we do? Anything? A memorial fund? All right, so anyway, we're all bawling, okay? Well, nobody answered our call, so we just never knew. Okay, a month or two later, I walk into room 2, and she's sitting there. And I screamed. I'm like, oh, my God, I thought you were dead. She's like, what the hell are you talking about? I go, we got return mail saying you died. She's like, oh, that's my husband. He blew all her money so he couldn't pay her bill. So now he's telling everybody I'm dead. Okay, her husband would probably be considered a compulsive gambler. All right, have I made my point? Oh, my gosh. I mean, all our staff is standing in the hall looking at her, and she's like, what's the big deal? I'm like, we thought you died. Oh, man. All right. So what can we do? I mean, if you have a problem, what do? Well, you go to your doctor. Go to your doctor. All right. I mean, in Maine, is half the problem. I mean, it's very easy to live in a city like Las Vegas and not gamble. Right. I mean, and I know there's various ways to gamble in all the other cities, too, you know, but I mean, you don't have to move. But for some people, they do have to move. For some people, they do. Help my father. He moved. He was good. You know, it's interesting because you think, okay, well, if you're a compulsive gambler, you'll find gambling where you go. Not always, because remember what we talked about a little earlier in the show. The casinos have so many things that attract your senses that when you're away from that, what was that like? The Lotus, one of these Greek mythologies where they keep you in and they trap you. They actually touched upon it on Percy Jackson, the Percy Jackson movie that came out for the kids, where you walked into a Caesar's Palace-like casino called the Lotus, and once you were in there, you never left. You know, I mean, you know, casinos are kind of like that. I mean, honestly, you know, the buffets used to be cheap. You know, they used to be $1.99 buffet. So you'd gamble, you'd eat, you'd hang out at the buffet for $1.99, you'd get to eat, then you'd go out. I mean, actually, that's what we did in college. I mean, there was a hotel called the Maxim here, and the Maxim would have 99-cent steak and eggs. I wouldn't eat all day because I could get my dinner for 99 cents, right? That was probably the start of the Atkins diet. But, I mean, that's what we would do. And then if we wanted drinks, we'd sit at, I mean, they didn't have penny slots then, of course, like the nickel slots or whatever, and wait for the cocktail waitress. It's so funny. Oh, my gosh, the cocktail waitress wanted to hang out the $25 blackjack table. Meanwhile, we're here at the nickel slots trying to wave her down. She'd only show up once an hour. We hated her, and then we wouldn't tip her because she wouldn't come quick enough because she'd be hanging out by the blackjack table. I was mad. But you know what? Another thing that was very interesting is when I went to school in Reno. I know you guys are like, gosh, Dahlia, for not gambling, you know, hung out. Well, yeah, when you're young, there's no other place to hang out when you go to school. I didn't gamble, if you noticed. You know, I got my 99-cent steak and eggs. But there's a place in Reno, Nevada called Baldini's, where if you won a four of a kind or you got a blackjack or something, they would give you sodas and waters to take home. So me and my friends would budget $5 each. And that's all we would gamble that night. And then we would take home waters and sodas and would stock our refrigerators with them. You know, and so, like I said, these casinos have so many gimmicks, you know, to drive you back and to get you to play that sometimes just leaving the area helps. Not that I want anyone to leave Vegas. I need you guys here for the economy. But there is hope. But Gamblers Anonymous, I say, would also be a great start. All right, guys, we'll get medical news coming up next on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey everyone, Dr. Dahlia here. Well, it's never too early to start planning your summer, and what a better way than to cruise to Alaska. Yep, it's the third annual Dr. Dahlia Cruise to Alaska, leaving out of Seattle June 29th for a week, going up to Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjords, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and Victoria, British Columbia. We got a great group rate, we're going to have parties, prizes, and the most amazing health lectures by yours truly, me, Dr. Dahlia. So book your cabin by calling 1-800-890-2423 or visit my website at drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey guys, are weaker testosterone levels taking you out of the game? Are you gaining fat, feeling tired, losing desire in the bedroom? Get back in the game. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. Just take Ageless Male every day and boost your testosterone by 61%. When your levels are healthy, you can feel energy again, a great outlook again, and yes, a healthy sex drive. The results are life-changing. Beware of cheap knockoffs. Ageless Male is an exclusive formula and the only one proven in research to boost testosterone 61%. Try Ageless Male, risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or human growth hormone support, menopause specialist for women, and joint specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at affinityhealthproducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y healthproducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. All right, women and their sexual satisfaction in their 80s. This is really, you are not turning the radio off. Come on, people. Really? No, I'm not going to talk about just what you want to hear. I'm going to talk about what has to be said. And if you don't like it, lump it. Sorry, okay? You're going to listen to this. All right, I mean it. All right, a study published in the January issue of the American Journal of Medicine, good read, people, looked at such sexual satisfaction-related factors as hormone use, frequency of arousal, lubrication, orgasm, and pain during sexual intercourse, along with sexual desire and satisfaction among women whose median age is 67. This is important. Come on. This is important. Right? And the researchers found that while sexual activity declined as women aged, about half of those age 80 or older reported being sexually satisfied most or all of the time. Good job, man. Very nice. Well done. See, aren't you proud of yourself? See? In fact, the oldest women studied were the most satisfied overall. And those older women who had recently been... Those older women who had... Okay, come on. This is serious stuff. Those older women who had recently been sexually active... reported that they had... I was just interviewed on Andy Dean with this, and he had made so funny when we talked about it. But anyway, they reported they had satisfying orgasms with about the same frequency as did the youngest women. Okay, boy, whew, that was hard to say. All right, but good, good. Overall, among, Overall, among women who were sexually active, about, alright, this is a big goof. This is a big blooper. I'm supposed to be able to talk about this stuff very, very calmly and professionally. Okay, I'll get through this. Oh my gosh. Alright, I gotta tell you, I've been on the radio all day. This is what happens around the radio all day. Okay, overall, among women who are sexually active, about 67. percent. I'm sorry, I can't do it. I'm going to need Donovan to read this. 67% said they reached orgasm. I'm sorry, I've never done this on air. I am so sorry. They reach orgasm most times. Or every time they took part in sexual activity. I did it. I reported. That's it. I'm sorry. I think it's wonderful. I think it is wonderful. Look, I'm halfway to 80. And if I'm on the radio at that time, I'm probably going to be reporting my sexual satisfaction. And I hope it's as good as these women. I really do. I really do. We women deserve to be happy, honestly. Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's a tough one. Oh, gosh, the gambling was easy. That was easy to talk about. Whew. All right. Oh, please don't make me sum it up. Okay, anyway, all right, so sexual desire goes down. Okay, what's the point? Okay, the point is sexual desire goes down in women, but their satisfaction goes up. Why? Because women know what they need. Now, we've talked about this on the show, but I'm going to repeat it because I'm not going to laugh at the next part we're going to talk about. We always talk about sexual peak, right? They go, well, a man's sexual peak is age 18, and a woman's sexual peak is at age 30. All right, no. A woman's sexual peak is usually the same as a man's, and it's in your teenage years. You're the most horny when you're a teenager, because that's when you're supposed to get pregnant. That's when, during caveman days, once you start menstruating and you're going into heat, and you start having body odor, I mean, you're in heat, and when animals go into heat, that's when they're supposed to get pregnant. All right, but we don't get pregnant now when we're 15, thank heavens. We go off to school or we do a mission or we, try to get a job first. Okay, so that's what's been happening. However, so that's technically our peak. So where do they come up with this women hit their sexual peak at age 30? All right, and I know a lot of you women in your 30s are nodding your head going, you're right, sister. All right, the reason why they came up with that is because by the time a woman reaches age 30, she knows what she wants. Okay, think about it. A 15-year-old girl with a 15-year-old boy is probably sloppy. It's probably quick. It's probably painful. You don't enjoy sex when you're a teenager. You don't. Nobody knows what the hell they're doing. But by the time you're in your 30s, you've mastered it. You know what needs to be touched. You know what has to happen. You have to have a ring on your finger. I mean, you know what you need. So by age 30, that's where they came up with this whole peak thing. Okay, and then now we have a study that actually a woman may peak in her 80s. I think they're good. I don't know if I'm going to... I mean, here's my problem. I'm in my 40s and my hips hurt. My knees hurt. I mean, I what kind of positions am I even going to be able to do? I am so full of arthritis. It's ridiculous. Donovan, what do you think? Donovan doesn't want to go on air. All right. Okay, I won't make Donovan go on air. Okay, can we switch subjects? Are we done? We're done with that? Okay. Oh, my gosh. Oh, no. Donovan's writing the boss. He's writing the boss. I'm going to get fired now. I'm harassing my engineer. Okay, let's talk about Stephen Hawking. Stephen Hawking is 70 years old. Now, remember, physicist, cosmologist. I mean, this guy, you know, he was a student at Cambridge. He revolutionized a lot of our science and our, theories about the universe and black holes. You know, magnificent mind. Well, you know, he's 70 years old, and he's been suffering with Lou Gehrig's disease. Now, we've talked about Lou Gehrig's disease on the show, very debilitating neurological disease. You know, basically it attacks your upper motor neurons. You start to have foot drops and muscle weakness and clumsiness and slurring of speech. And eventually the muscles start to deteriorate. And then the muscles of your respiratory system start to deteriorate. And that's what eventually kills you with Lou Gehrig's disease. And it's very rare to see somebody live past 10 years with this. And here he is. He is 70 years old. He was diagnosed in his 20s. He has kids, he has grandkids. Now, unfortunately, he doesn't have that good a quality of life. I mean, he is paralyzed, he's in a wheelchair, he has problems talking, he has one of those vocal synthesizers. He's upset because he said it gave him an American accent. He has trouble swallowing and breathing. I mean, he's having problems, but, you know, they're looking at him as, wow, how could he have lasted at least well into his 70s and still going strong while he has Lou Gehrig's? So they're going to be looking at his DNA, and they're trying to find out, does he have a different type of Lou Gehrig's? Does he have some other biomarker that if somebody did get Lou Gehrig's, they could hopefully genetically incorporate? But it's a fascinating story. It's a sad one. I mean, I hate to see anybody come down with this, but it is unique. I mean, when you're hearing Stephen Hawking is 70 years old with Lou Gehrig's for multiple decades, you scratch your head and go, how did that happen? How did it happen? Well, another thing that has just amazed us is Etta James has left the hospital. Etta James has been battling leukemia, as in stage 4 leukemia. And remember, a couple weeks ago, they took her, a couple weeks ago, they put her on the respirator. We thought it was going to be it. And then they were able to take her off the respirator earlier in the week, and now she is home. And she's stable. Now, she does have dementia, though. She does. She's 73 years old. We all know her from, her rendition of At Last. I sang it today on the Alan Stock Show and almost got in trouble by management because I'm not supposed to sing. Right? Okay, don't worry. I'm not going to sing. All right. Good for her. Good for her. I mean, it's interesting when you think you know, and you think you could predict an outcome of a patient. You can't. I have been shocked, and I hope I will continue to be shocked. You know, I mean, when somebody with leukemia and dementia and I think had battled pneumonia and sepsis in the past goes on the respirator, there's not a good chance. That's why her publicist said, look, we're prepared for the worst. And for her to now be home, great job. Just, I hope I still stay shocked. All right, guys, great, great show. If this is your stop, have a great rest of the way home. If not, stay on for another hour of the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Howdy folks, Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.